What's our first grammar phrase of the day?
今何時ですか?
What time is it? Let's break it down.
今
Now
何時
What time?
です
Copula
か
The question marker.
今何時ですか?
What time is it now?
I think this is the most common expression to ask the time.
That's right. And this is pretty formal in the sense that you say 今 at the beginning, you say now. Because when you ask the time, you almost usually mean right now, right? When you're asking the time. So you can basically omit 今 and it'll still have the same meaning.
何時ですか?
What time is it? Same thing, right?
Right. And of course, in a casual situation, you can drop ですか and say 何時?
And you know, it's funny. In that case, personally, from personal experience,When you speak in casually, you tend to add the 今 at the beginning. So it would become
今何時?
Right, and that's the phrase you hear the most, at least when you're speaking casually. So in a previous lesson, we learned the numbers, right? Let's do the time. Let's learn all of the hours.
So, 難しいよ.
You think it's too difficult?
Just a little bit.
Hey, but we're only adding two new numbers from the ones we already know.
Oh, that's right.
We learned from 0 through 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go up to 12, so we can count all of the hours.
Great.
All right, so let's start with 0 o'clock.
0 o'clock?
No, but you know what? Let's start with 1 o'clock, because the other one is a 24-hour system, or military time. And let's start off with a 12-hour system, okay. From 1 through 12. But hey, for those people who are curious anyway, what's 0 o'clock?
0時.
Or?
0時.
Which means midnight.
Some people use it.
Yeah. I hear it often.
Yeah, but I personally use 12時. Oh, ちょっと難しかった。
Okay, well, we're going to get to that. All right, so what's 1 o'clock?
1時.
2 o'clock?
2時.
3 o'clock?
3時.
4 o'clock?
4時.
5 o'clock?
5時.
6 o'clock?
6時.
7 o'clock?
7時. Or 7時.
8 o'clock?
8時.
9 o'clock?
9時
10 o'clock
10時
11 o'clock
11時
12 o'clock
12時
There we go. Now you can count all of the hours.
But you have to be careful about 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 7? Why? Are those the evil hours? Are those hours cursed? What's going on?
The pronunciation is a bit irregular.
Irregular. Okay, so let's go over them again. What's 4 o'clock?
4時.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So normally the number 4 is
4.
But when it's 4 o'clock, it becomes
4時.
I see. So the 4 becomes 4.
And you can't say 4時 either.
Ah, that's right. Because another way of saying 4 is 4, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't say 4時. Doesn't make any sense. No one will know what time you're talking about. They'll think you made up a new number. And that's a new time in a parallel dimension. So, what's the problem with 7 o'clock?
I think people usually say 7時 in a conversation. But at the train station or airport, you might hear 7時.
You know what? You just reminded me of something. When I was once at the train station, I think it was for the Shinkansen, for the bullet train, right?
Okay.
And a group of foreigners was trying to get their tickets, right? They were in front of me. And they were trying to find out the time for something. I couldn't really hear. But basically, the guy at the station was saying, the kakari-in was saying 7時, right? 7 o'clock. But it seems like those people didn't understand. And then eventually the guy said 7時. And then at the time, I thought this guy at the station was just patronizing the foreigners because they couldn't understand 7時, so he had to say it in another way, like in a sort of childlike way for them to understand. But actually, people that work in public transportation do use 7時.
Right.
Ha.
You didn't help the group of foreigners?
Well, I mean, they were just... No. Come on, they were just, you know, they just didn't know the time, that's all. Everything else they kind of knew. Come on, man, don't grill me on this podcast. I help other random people.
なるほどね。I see.
This is a family-friendly show. If you guys come to Japan, I'll help you. Call me. I'll tell you how to say 7 o'clock. I promise. And then, 9 o'clock.
9時. It's not 9時.
Ah, 9 is normally...
9.
9. But 9 o'clock?
9時.
It becomes 9. 9時. All right, so let's practice some polite conversation. What time is it now?
今。何時ですか?
It's 4 o'clock.
4時です。
And what time is it now?
今 ?4 時です。
Hey, what a coincidence. It really、ね、is 4 o'clock right now when we're recording this. Amazing.
すごい。And in a casual situation?
Even though in English there's no real difference between casual speech and formal speech, it's still, what time is it?
今何時?
It's 4 o'clock.
4時。
Wow, that's really simple.、
ね、
It's much simpler to speak casually, right?、
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you speak casually to just everybody?
They think you're rude.
Really?、
Huh. Or friendly, super friendly.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it depends on how you say it, huh?、
Mm-hmm.
Because the casual way can be construed as very rude or just very friendly. Because kids speak mostly in casual conversation.
Right.
At what age do they start speaking in the desmas polite form?
Good question. Never thought about that. I think it depends on the parents and the family, but...
So it's the family's job to teach the kid to speak politely, or do they learn it like formally at school in a textbook, or what is it?
We don't formally learn this must form at school, but... どうやって勉強するんだろうね?
I know some kids who are like 7 or 8,And they never say desmas.
They might. I think they use it to the teacher or someone
they
respect.
No, but I mean, seriously, I've seen them in many situations,、mm-hmm. like around adults and around people they don't know. And they speak to everyone very politely and kindly. And they sound really cute, so nobody says anything. But、mm. then I wondered, wow, at what age do they start? Do they transition?
わかんないね。
All right, we'll look that up. We'll look that up and get back to you guys next week on that. Even though it has nothing to do with this topic. But hey, it's something good to know, right? All right, I don't know how we're going to look it up, so you know, don't hold me to that. Okay, Naomi-sensei, it's time for practice. Okay, so Naomi-sensei, you want to know the time, but there's no clock around you, and you don't have a watch, and you don't have your sundial with you today. So, talk to a passerby, and you say,
すみません、今何時ですか?
And then the person would stop,take out their watch, and say,
7時です。
It's 7 o'clock. And then you would say,
あ、ありがとうございます。
And then realize to yourself that you're late for the movie. How do you say movie in Japanese?
映画。
So then you rush to the movie theater, and since you already missed the first showing of that movie, you want to know at what time the movie's showing.
映画は何時からですか?
What time does the movie start?So you saw the movie, and now you got out, you're full on popcorn, having a good time, and then you realize, wow, it must be late. The streets are empty, and it might be time for the last train. So then you rush to the station, you go down, and then you ask the station master.
すみません、終電は何時ですか?
That's a new word, the last train.
終電
What time is the last train?
終電は何時ですか?
And then the station master says,
1時です。
The last train is at 1 o'clock. And still not having your watch, you need to know what time it is now to see if you've made it on time. So then you once again ask the station master,
今何時ですか?
And then the station master replies,
12時です。
It's 12 o'clock.
Whew. よかった。
What a relief.
ね。
You made it 1 hour in advance of the last train. Have a good night and go home.
はい。ありがとうございます。